Tātēnei taonga, te reo irirangi Māori o te hiku o te ika i wā tikai mawhitu i ratahi te iarere. Kua hono mai tā tātēnei kaikōrero o te wā, a tākuta Cathy Rowling. Pēhana koe e te whanaunga, kia ora.
Kia ora, ka nui te ora me koe.
Ai, ka nui te ora, mihi nui kia koe, whai wā te kōrero mai kia mātou tēnei ata. So, how are you this morning?
I'm good, thanks. I'm good, you know, just a lot of kōrero with whānau and getting ready to for the lockdown that's coming up and
yes.
making sure we've got things in place for the parents who are going to be isolated and not allowed to leave unless you're going for a heat court with the dog.
So, Kath, before COVID-19 arrived on our shores, GP services around the country and especially in Northland, Te Hiku here, were struggling to cope with due to staff shortages. How are they coping now? How are you coping now?
You know, it's the old adage, you prepare for the worst and hope for the best. Mm. So there have been a lot of things put into place. Some of the whānau would have seen what I've posted via Happenings on Kaitaia about as of Monday this week, all GP clinics in New Zealand were asked to immediately switch to virtual consults, which meant, you know, it decreased that face-to-face contact, which has helped a lot. So there are a lot of things that we see in primary care that now government departments have allowed us to do online. So it means that there's no risk to ask to anyone in our waiting room and to the whānau that would normally have to come in for those certain services. We still are seeing people that need to be seen, so we're asking whānau to call ahead and then we'll know, you know, where we need to put you and see you if we're concerned. And so we have still been seeing quite a few of the whānau, but at the same time we have to keep everyone as safe as possible by limiting your contact with other people, because this is a human virus and it needs us to carry on and to survive. So the more contact you have with people, the higher your risk of either contracting it and therefore spreading it.
Kia ora. So is that what our whānau will be expecting from now on if they were wanting to make an appointment to see a GP during the lockdown?
Aye. Call ahead. Certainly it doesn't mean, you know, if it's things like you need a repeat prescription, or if it's things you're worried whānau that your WINS benefit is due and you're on lockdown, all those things you can call ahead and we will do. There's no need to worry about all of that at all.
Kia ora.
Carry on.
No, you carry on. Kia ora.
But I was going to say, but if you are unwell, I just want to reiterate to whānau that if they're unwell for other reasons, we will be seeing them. There's no plan or desire to stop giving care, if you know what I mean. Things have changed at Kaitaia Hospital, so and another reason to call ahead, whānau, because if you do walk in, there will be a triage system at the front of the hospital, and then the hospital, and that's manned by hospital staff, then the hospital staff will let you through to your GP. And again, that's about minimising the amount of people who are coming into contact with each other.
Kia ora. So if our whānau out there are having these symptoms of COVID-19, what other steps do they need to take before they come in? So call first.
If you're extremely unwell with a fever and things like that, then by all means come in. You'll be seen again by that triage service at the hospital. If they are concerned that this is a possible COVID case, then you're put into a separate clinic altogether. But if they feel it is something else, then you're coming straight through to us. Because unfortunately there are some common things that can present similar to COVID-19. For instance, some whānau will have a pneumonia. So, you know, that could be seen and treated by a GP, and we wouldn't want you over the other side. So it just means that there's going to be safety measures at the hospital just to keep everyone safe. I think, you know, these are unprecedented times. We've never come across anything like this in living memory, anybody living alive today. So the only defence we have against this human virus is, you know, the hand hygiene, social isolation, and that physical distance when you are out. So keep your 2 metres, whānau. It's very imperative.
Mm. And how are our nurses and doctors, how are they going through all of this pandemic at the moment?
I think, look, we are looking to what's happening overseas. So we're looking at countries where how they've dealt with it has been favourable versus those who are really struggling. So we are learning lessons from people overseas. I personally think the government made the right call on this, again, because it's the only way we know to get ahead of this virus. We in the health profession are dealing with it the best we can, but I cannot overstress how worried we are about it, you know, because we are aware that we've got colleagues overseas who are being affected and are part of the death toll.
Mm.
So, you know, we also are mums and daughters and sisters and nieces as well. So, but we're doing what we can, because at the end of the day, it needs to be done. And this is, it is for some of us, the calling. You do what you need to do.
Mm.
I also need to stress, whānau, that all of us are frontline, you know, so by staying home, by keeping that physical distancing, hand hygiene, you're just as important as we are seeing patients. Everyone is, and I take my hat off to everyone out there who's working, and you know, our workers at Pack and Save, our whānau at the petrol station, everybody that's essential workers is out there doing their best. But we are all frontline, so if you practice those things that we've been talking about, you are keeping not only yourself and yours safe, but you're keeping everybody else safe as well. It's all we've got at the moment, unfortunately.
Kia ora. Kia ora. Mihi nui kia koe I te whaia. Any last words to our kaumātua and kuia that are listening in?
Look, I think our kaumātua and kuia, some of them will remember being children in the World Wars. They're tougher than we think they are. Mm. But, of course, even if you're a fit karani pā, karani mā, please stay home, let your whānau rush around after you. Whānau, you know, they looked after us, we need to look after them now. This will pass, whānau, this will pass, and we'll come out the other end and everything will be okay, but we just need to keep each other safe, eh? And be kind. Lots of aroha to everyone. We'll get there.
Kia ora, tika tai, tautoko ngā kōrero. Mihi nui kia koe te whaia. Thank you for taking the time to talk to us today, this morning.
My pleasure.
Ngā mihi. Ngā mihi. Ai rā, ia te whānau, koeira, ko tā tātou nei, tākuta Cathy Rollo, I whai wā te kōrero mai ki mātai tēnei ata I pā ana ki tātou nei services ki te rata. Nō reira, e hoama, kia matāra, te mea nui, kia noho haumaru, noho ki te kāinga, hei aha te putatū ki waho ngā pātū, watawata o te kāinga. Nō reira, e te whānau, kia mai te rongo, koeira ko Dr. Cathy Rollo. Mihi nui, kia ora.